This is Ozarks at Large. More Pacific Islanders living in six states, including Arkansas, are testing positive for and dying from COVID-19. Based on preliminary data, the Pacific Islander Center of Care Excellence characterizes the outbreak as devastating and disproportionate. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports many face financial barriers to adequate medical intervention.
Raquel Kaloji, his wife Anson, their son and nephew were all sickened with COVID-19 in late March. Raquel agreed to talk about contracting the disease. They're from Denver, Colorado, where he lives and labors in the airline industry.
When you get the virus, it's only one thing is good, to fall asleep.
Kaloji's wife eventually roused her husband to take him to the ER in time.
They told me I got positive, and then they put me in the hospital for like 3 days.
The church deacon prayed to be released because by then, the rest of his family were showing symptoms. Raquel drove his wife to the ER. She was instructed to recover in quarantine at home. Then their son began to struggle.
But my son, when I get off from hospital, he told me, Daddy, you need to take me to hospital. I cannot breathe.
Their son was released, but then Raquel's nephew became terribly stricken.
The hospital called us and gave us the bad news. He didn't make it.
Raquel Kaloji has gone public sharing his experience on Facebook.
He's willing to tell all the Marshallese that this is a serious disease and we should practice social distancing.
That's Eldon Alec, Republic of the Marshall Islands Consul General, who invited the Kalojis to share their story with us. The RMI consulate is headquartered in Springdale, home to the largest migrant Marshallese population in the world, estimated to be well over 10,000.
You know, social distancing, it's kind of new to us. It's actually anti-Marshallese. We are a social culture. We like to get together and we like to be together in groups.
In early March, Alec formed a Marshallese COVID-19 task force, comprised of medical, educational, religious, cultural, and business leaders.
Part of the task force's initiative is to educate and just trying to tell everybody that this is serious.
According to the Marshall Islands Journal, the RMI government reported this week that 60 Marshallese migrants have tested positive for coronavirus in Colorado, Washington State, Utah, Iowa, Hawaii, and Arkansas. Six have died. As of this report, Arkansas counts 31 cases and one death. Marshallese are fully documented, legally present migrants under a U.S. military compact of free association, COFA for short, yet are not eligible for Medicaid in Arkansas or in the country, something Consul General Alec and others are trying to fix.
We used to have Medicaid, but since a Welfare Reform Act in 1996, was amended, and that excluded COFA citizens from Medicaid. So we just wanted to make sure that this time around, especially with this COVID-19, that we are included, because I'm very afraid that if this thing spreads in the community, and a lot of people are going to be afraid to call the hospitals or even seek medical care because they don't want to pay.
And islanders work, he says, many in low-wage meatpacking and food processing plants in Arkansas, but many opt out of work health insurance, using their income instead to support intergenerational households. On April 15th, Consul General Alec issued a formal request to Arkansas's congressional delegation and Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson to reinstate Medicaid to COFA migrants and allocate a portion of federal emergency funding under the CARES Act to help islanders during this pandemic.
First, we are devoting attention to the Pacific Islanders, the Marshallese population.
The governor agreed to comment for this report during one of his daily coronavirus news briefings in Little Rock. He said the state health department has been doing targeted testing in the Marshallese community and has conducted lots of educational outreach.
Marketing, advertising, teaching the social distancing guidelines for the minority populations. And so we'll continue to invest in that. In terms of the CARES Act funding, that is something that is open to CARES Act funding that we have here in Arkansas. And I think we will be looking at whether there can be special attention paid to minority populations. So that's a discussion point. We're open to ideas on that, and we'll see what happens.
After listening to Governor Hutchinson's remarks, State Representative Megan Godfrey, District 89 Springdale, emailed us with her concerns, agreeing to comment for this story.
I had two different phone calls this week with leaders in the Marshallese community, and two things were really clear. First is that there are so many people within the community who are coming up with creative and responsive solutions for all of the different needs that are emerging, from rental assistance to mask drives for PPE to meeting food insecurity needs. The other, though, is something that we as a state need to do, and that's to expand Medicaid to include Marshallese adults. This has been a problem, but the COVID-19 crisis has highlighted this gap. And I hope that my colleagues and I, who are part of state government, can do the right thing for our Marshallese neighbors.
Primary care physician Dr. Sheldon Rickland, an associate professor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Northwest, is Marshallese.
We do have high rates of many of the chronic conditions that puts us at risk of terrible complications if we do catch it. You know, we have many people in the same household. So in order for us to practice quarantining or social distancing or even isolation in the household may be challenging. And, you know, we work closely with the Department of Health in trying to address those needs and challenges as they come about.
And as a task force member, Rickland has been pressing to reinstate Medicaid.
So since 1996 to today, that's almost 25 years, we've been paying into the system that many of our family members are not able to access. And that's the injustice, that's the wrong that we're trying to right today. And we've been fighting it for many years.
Federal bipartisan legislation was introduced in Congress to fix the problem, but Rickland points to emergency measures such as H.R. 6379, the Take Responsibility for Workers and Family Act, introduced in late March, as a source of help for Pacific Islanders impacted by the pandemic. And Anson Kaloji says she and her husband, Raquel, cannot afford workplace or even subsidized federal marketplace insurance. She also works at the Denver International Airport, also earning $15 an hour. All their income, she says, go to support extended family, including her elder father.
So it's hard for us Marshallese not to get Medicaid because of our citizenship.
In correspondence for this report, Republic of Marshall Islands Secretary of Health and Human Services, Jack Niedenthal, wrote, "Given what the people of the Marshall Islands have done for the rest of mankind, we deserve the best health care the world has to offer." The secretary is referring to a decade of U.S. nuclear weapons testing in the mid-20th century on the Marshall Islands, which irradiated islanders, decimated portions of their indigenous land base, and also, in effect, ended the Cold War. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.